WTAW News Time is 8:04. 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County jail inmate who died more than 3 months ago committed suicide, according to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office. Dennis Brown of Madisonville was being held on capital murder charges in the deaths of Noelle Devon and her father, Mac, in April of 2014. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the autopsy report concluded Brown hoarded a prescribed medication for a health condition, and Brown intentionally took too much of the drug amitriptyline. Residents of College Station's last predominantly black neighborhood got the protection they sought from developers of student rental housing.
The city council unanimously voted to ban new construction of multi-story homes in the McCullough subdivision located south of the Lincoln Recreation Center. Carolyn Walden, among 10 speakers who did not want her neighborhood to go the way of others, taken over by multi-story homes with the nickname of Aggie Shacks.
Over the last few years, we have seen the community of College Hills, Park Place, Washington Chapel disappear, and with it, culture, traditions, relationships, and religion all gone up just like that, vanished.
Councilwoman Blanche Brick said the request to limit construction to single-story, single-family homes was important to protect the neighborhood's cultural infrastructure.
It was pointed out it may be a low-income community with no sidewalks, but it certainly has the highest esteem of most communities that I know in this city.
More than 60% of the homes are owner-occupied. Some have lived there more than 70 years, and there are third and fourth generation families in the neighborhood. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're still about 2 years away from seeing a Papado's restaurant in College Station. The city's economic development director says demolition on the former Scott and White Clinic on University is supposed to start by the end of November. The city council last night approved an agreement with the parent company that calls for the restaurant to open by the end of February 2018. The city is moving drainage away from the building at a cost of $127,000. A high-speed bullet train between Houston and Dallas now has a proposed route, but developers still have to overcome opposition from a variety of sources. The Texas Central Railway was among the topics raised by state lawmakers at last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook luncheon. Senator Charles Schwartner, who represents 5 of the 11 counties where it would operate, fought against it during this year's session.
You look at the number of trains, the revenue per train, I don't see how long it can be privately funded. I think in the end, the taxpayers of Texas are going to be left holding the bag for that high-speed rail.
Schwartner says if TCR gets it built and they run out of money, there are enough votes in the legislature to keep the trains running. Federal officials have confirmed the train can run along high-voltage power lines. TCR officials say an environmental review is now underway to analyze numerous alignments in order to minimize impacts on communities. Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell has been named to represent the Texas House on an advisory council addressing rural health and economic development issues. Cassell says this will help him promote legislation in future sessions.
I have had been very fortunate as one of the only ag producers in the legislature these days that, you know, you're honored and you're scared at the same time, because when you talk ag policy, everybody listens, and I'm honored that the speaker has given me the opportunity to continue that down that path.
Speaker Joe Strauss, who appointed Cassell, says the council is housed at the Texas Department of Agriculture and works in coordination with the Office of Rural Affairs. The Texas Transportation Commission has authorized paying more than $11 million of highway projects in the Bryan District. That list is on our website at WTAW.com. Also online is next week's schedule of town hall meetings. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan will have in Grosbeck, Cameron, Buffalo, and Franklin. A third online story has the background of a former Milam County Extension agent who will be posthumously inducted into the National 4-H Hall of Fame. Chris Holcomb retired in 2001 after 35 years as the agent for Family and Consumer Sciences. WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 73 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale at Genesis OBGYN, now at the Physician Center. Genesis OBGYN, a place for new beginnings.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at wiltons.com. Here we go.
It looks like an area of high pressure will dominate our weather right into the weekend. As the work week comes to a close today, we're partly to at times mostly sunny. It'll be a hot one with a high near 98. Skies are clear for the overnight with a low near 72. On Saturday, there'll be a mix of sun and clouds with a high around 96. We're clear to partly cloudy Saturday night, low 72. And during the day on Sunday, there'll be more sunshine with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoy for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:11. I'm just, you know, words are the only toys we have to play with here. And so I kind of like to do things with words. And so I just continued to look at this Oxford English Dictionary, some of the words that were added. In 1990, emoticon was added. Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you?
That long ago?
Yeah, 19. That's one of the things I find fascinating.
Wow.
Is crowd surfing that joined us in 1989, bazillionaire in 1987, channel surf in 1986, gobsmacked in 1985, shopaholic in 1984.
Do they still make books? I mean, actual hard copies of this dictionary?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. That's probably a interesting question. We were discussing that yesterday, how people who read a Kindle don't get the tactile, if they're tactile people, they don't get the enjoyment of being able to feel that the left side of the book is thicker now because you're more than halfway and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, the way that words fall on pages and pages fall within the book, you don't get that because the view is always the same on a Kindle or an electronic device. So we read differently, and we don't remember, apparently, as well.
And what are you putting on your bookshelves if you don't have books?
Good point. Well, why would we need a library anymore, right?
More stuff.
A study. Why do you need a study? Yeah, to put my game boxes, right? Yeah, line them up. Or my old VHS tapes, right? I can do that. Anyway, that's Jay Sokol here, and we're talking about that, but we're really here to talk about other things, aren't we?
Yes, your guest today is Heather Woolwine, College Station Recycling.
She is. Hey, how are you, Heather?
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right, what are we talking about today? Recycling!
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So I just want to remind people that we do, in fact, have a recycling program. People are coming back to College Station, getting back into the swing of things.
Or here for the first time.
And we have a curbside recycling program that we'd like to get you signed up for. And you set it out on your curb, and we get it picked up for you.
Okay. So now, if there is somebody out there who's new to this and they don't understand, they know that little bin's out there, should they do any kind of dividing up? How do you want to do that?
Currently, yes. So you're going to divide it up. We're going to get it, get you some bags. So you're just going to go online, cscx.gov/recycle, or use our snazzy smartphone app, My Waste.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. And it's on your regular trash pickup day, is that right?
It's on a different day.
Okay.
It is on a different day. It's on your bulk and brush day.
Okay. All right.
So that can be found online as well or through the app.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, and it's no additional cost, so you just get signed up, we'll get you the bags. And
what's the biggest mistake people make?
Let's see. I've had a lot of toilet paper put out.
Oh, that's not part of it. Not going to be recycling that. No,
no, you know, a lot of times we get people that call in with some just kind of strange things.
Sure.
There are some things that it's okay to go ahead and throw it away.
And there are others. There's other stuff, obviously. That's why you have... We're not going to get into specifics. But then we also need to remind folks that one of the other things that goes on is the household hazardous waste. They probably need to know about that. We got one coming up in October. Is that probably
That's right? October 24th.
Okay.
So you did some painting. You've got, I don't know if you're a Dexter fan, you might have some acid in the garage.
She's on a roll today.
Wow.
Isn't she? Man. Okay. Big plastic sheets right in acid. Yeah, okay, right. Okay. Yeah.
We'll go ahead and take that on October 24th.
Okay.
So we'll be your alibi.
Wow. All right, listen, if they want some more information, well, you know, you got to make it fun, right?
You got to make it fun.
That's it. If they want some more information on recycling and how it's handled in College Station, what do they do?
They can go online, cstx.gov/recycle, or they can give me a call, 764-6229.
All right, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Today is the last day to register your kiddo for either NFL flag football or girls volleyball. So both of those, you can take care of that at cstx.gov/sports. And then mark on your calendar, September 11th, our next movie in the park will be The Avengers. That's at the American Pavilion at Veterans Park. Again, that's September 11th. We'll tell you more later.
All right, there you go. That's our visit with the folks from College Station. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. collegestationford.com.
817, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Savannah's here this morning from Messina Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, good. You know, it's been kind of cool in the evenings last few days. That's been kind of nice and pleasant. And they tell us this weekend it's going to be that way, too.
Yeah.
Great time to go out and enjoy the vineyard, huh?
Yeah, be next to the lake.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And, you know, obviously you're going to have people probably coming into town for the next few weekends over the, you know, 2 or 3 months. And you always put Messina Hoff on the list of places to go and visit and have a good time.
Yeah, or stay.
Or stay. You can do that, too. So tell me about Waggles and Wine.
Waggles and Wine is probably my favorite event.
Why?
Well, because wine and dogs are involved, you know.
You a dog person?
Yes.
Oh,
are you not?
Oh, yeah. No. Got four. Okay. No, it's cool. No, what kind of dogs you got?
Yeah. I have a lab mix and a cattle dog mix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they might not be making it out to Waggles and Wine because they like to get a little rowdy, but...
What are their names?
Mimsy and Gizmo.
Okay.
I know, they're a little...
But it's okay. No, we were doing a deal last week about that, or yesterday, about the most popular dog names, and many of them are human, have human qualities.
Yes.
And I think all of our dogs are named that way. But you know, you have a specific reason why you do that. And how old are they?
4 and 2.
Okay, all right, that's it.
That's a guesstimate.
Throughout the, and they play well together, I guess.
So
now, the idea here that we're doing, though, when it comes to Waggles and Wine is?
Yes, you get to come out and your furry friends can come out to Messina Hoff and enjoy some homemade puppy treats made by the Vintage House. And you can sip on Messina Hoff wine or a wine slushie. which I love the wine slushies.
Well, especially if the weather's still hot. You bet. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then a portion of the proceeds from the puppy treats will actually go back to Aguilane Humane Society. And they'll be out there with their bark leaders. Have you heard of the bark leaders?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because we have the Humane Society in on Tuesday, so they tell us about that.
Right? I love the bark leaders. They're adorable. And then also, you can come out and actually watch the game. So we'll have the Aggie game on. So no worries. You can be with your dog, drink some wine, and watch the Aggie game.
Well, and again, if it's like it's been the last few nights, it'll be very pleasant. The temperature will be great. And, again, goes until 8 o'clock, so that should be fun. But as I mentioned, you know, you do have other events that are coming up later on, and people might want to kind of do a mark their calendar thing so they'd know what you've got coming up. So
right. So coming up, we have this Aggie Women's Special event. And so the first female leader of Corps of Cadets will be out at Messina Hoff on the 3rd. So reservations are required for that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Vinclusive coming up. Now, Vinclusive is like a weekend of wine. So you can come out and learn a bunch of cool things, taste right from the barrel and experience what fresh 2015 wine tastes like.
Oh, now that's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. They'll do a class where you can mix the our new Texas sparkling wines. It's kind of like mixology for wines.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our murder mystery dinner coming up for Halloween.
That ought to be extra special.
Oh, yeah. And then our Marine Corps birthday ball is coming up, as well as wine premiere and holiday happening. And so all of our events, if you do want to mark your calendar, go through and plan, are on messinahoff.com/events.
Okay. And we also ought to mention probably Thanksgiving, right? You're going to do a Thanksgiving event?
Yeah,
okay.
We are open on Thanksgiving, so you can make your reservation now because it does fill up very quick at the Vintage House. And so you can come on out, eat your Thanksgiving dinner. You know, if you don't want to make that turkey, you know, mm-hmm. maybe you're not a cook. Well, we've got you covered.
Okay.
We've got Chef Glenn out there. And you can make your reservations now, and it'll be a great time.
So I would be remiss if I didn't mention, we mentioned dogs and wine, and we mentioned things coming up. But, you know, another fun thing with wine is chocolate. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, let's do that. That's coming up on
my other favorite.
Exactly. And this is something that goes on regularly, though, right?
Right. We have a lot of events that go on regularly. But we do have every Wednesday at the wine bar is chocolate night.
Okay.
So they pair up three different wines alongside two different chocolate features. So it's just a great way to, you know, if you're having a ladies night, or maybe you just want to have a date night, you know, maybe you just want to come out there by yourself and, you know, unwind.
Okay.
So dogs, chocolate, and wine, you know.
That's kind of, now do we need reservations for that?
Chocolate night, no, you do not need reservations.
All right, so show up and enjoy a good time out there.
Uh-huh.
So all these events and the information is available on your website, right?
Right, at messinahoff.com/events.
Mm-hmm.
You can also call 979-778-9463, extension 234 for some more information.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Savannah. Appreciate it. That's what's going on at Messina Hoff.
Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Our wages and salaries increased the most in 8 months in July. Personal income rose 0.4%, while personal spending rose a moderate 0.3%. The report indicates that consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of economic activity, got off to a good start in the summer quarter. Defense Secretary Ash Carter today plans to announce Pentagon funding for a new venture to develop electronics and sensors that can flex and stretch and could be built into clothing or the skins of ships and aircraft. Among the possibilities, the high-tech investment could lead to wearable health monitors that could be built into military uniforms or used to assist the elderly. After plenty of speculation, Apple has confirmed it will hold an event September 9th in San Francisco, where it's widely expected the company will show off an iPhone 6S. Among the biggest updates expected for the phones are a faster processor and a sharper camera. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA CREF. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA CREF is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of portrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale at Genesis OBGYN, now at the Physician Center. Genesis OBGYN, a place for new beginnings.
Well, let me see. I pushed a button and I shouldn't have, so that messed that up, and then that won't do that, so we'll have to restart that. In the meantime, that's what I'll do. I'll tell you about a Florida man who faces charges of assaulting his mom with potato salad. With potato salad, 34-year-old Jonathan Smith pelted his mom with potato salad and pushed her down when she was trying to enjoy her chicken dinner. When the police arrived, they found the mom with, quote, food all over her and in her hair. Mr. Smith had left the scene on his bicycle.
After he assaulted with potato salad.
Yes. Did I mention he's 34? Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like 13.
No. He's 34. Okay. And apparently left the scene arrested, allegedly intoxicated, a few blocks from the house. Smith is charged with misdemeanor battery, violating probation for a felony conviction.
Oh,
that's why he was living at home. Okay. There you are. All right. So, do you have are you a Mac person, or are you do you do the Mac, the Apple thing?
Yes, right. I am.
Well, computers are so smart now, they can help the police track down a thief. A man in Wisconsin reported that somebody had broken into his apartment, stolen his wallet, his iMac computer, his bicycle, and his car. The victim was able to log into Apple's Find My Mac app and found the location of the computer because somebody had turned it on. His roommate then drove to where the app said the computer was. He found the victim's car. They reported the location to the police. They arrested one Stephen Johnston for burglary, operating a motor vehicle without an owner's consent, and also bail jumping and obstructing an officer. So that's a pretty neat feature.
The Find My iPhone app, I've actually witnessed in use. A girl that I was at the airport actually with, she asked if she could use my iPhone to track hers. She had left it in a taxi cab in New Orleans, and you could literally see it, like, driving around the city in this taxi cab. She was able to track it down, and you can even make it play a sound, so it, like, has this wah, wah, wah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, if somebody's holding it or has it, yeah, so I've never seen the computer one, but obviously it works the exact same way. The Find the iPhone app is pretty nifty.
Now, if I could just get one for my key fob, that'd be great.
Oh, hey, everybody, right?
This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in 1 minute with one that just might surprise you. How would you like to give the gift of youth this Christmas? You know you can help stop your skin from looking its age. Yeah, did you know that Renewed Essence has over 5 times the anti-age-defying ingredients than anything you can buy in the department stores? That's true. You know, when you don't have to have the department store's markup, well, you can just put more real good ingredients in your product. Now, Renewed Essence was developed by Michael Steelman, MD, who is board-certified in anti-aging medicine. You'll find that Renewed Essence is about 30% less expensive also. It works like magic to reduce those laugh lines, skin spots, and to make you look younger and feel so much prettier. So, this Christmas, treat yourself. Or buy it for your special girl. Just go to RenewedEssence.com or call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's RenewedEssence.com or toll-free 800-465-4411. 4411. You know, over the last 8 years or so, I've told you a lot of stories about folks who had a time of it in one way or another in their life. Some did well, some didn't. But everyone has a story, like Ed. Now, Ed wanted to go to medical school. Well, he wanted to, but, well, he couldn't find a medical school that would have him. He tried several, but to no avail. So evidently, being a doctor was just not in the cards for Ed. Ed did get a job as a lifeguard, however, and he seemed to enjoy it quite a bit. And a lifeguard, well, it's a good job. After all, even Ronnie Reagan did it at one point. I guess Ed knew that being a lifeguard wasn't going to make it for him in the long run, so he hired on with the telephone company and started to sell Yellow Page advertising. That didn't work out either, though. Nope, his sales were miserable, and to top it all off, he fell and broke his leg on the job. Well, next was psychology. Yeah, Ed finally did get into college, and, well, he majored in psychology, took several classes, too. But that was until he got kicked out of college. But, you know, he kind of liked psychology, and it wasn't too long before old Ed re-enrolled in another college and, of course, started taking psychology classes again. Well, he did a little better at it this time, but, you know, darned if he didn't quit again. And this time, just 1 month short of getting his degree. Now, I'm not sure what makes a fella quit something that took all that much time and work, just 1 month shy of the goal, but darned if that's not what he did. Kind of sounds like Ed was a four-time loser, doesn't it? But you know, every cloud has a silver lining, and Ed, well, he was just about to get his. Almost. Yeah, almost. You see, Ed made a run for the presidency of the United States and was actually the front-runner in the election. Oh, yeah, he was. Well, you probably remember it. See, it's a little-known fact that in 1972, Edmund Muskie was the senator from Maine and was the Democratic front-runner in the presidential election until he did it again. He had something of an emotional breakdown right in the middle of a television interview, and he started crying in front of millions of folks. And, you know, I guess that it's because of that tearful display that most people felt that, well, he just wasn't emotionally ready for the job of chief executive. Because, well, most historians say that it did cost him the election.
Kim Commando with a few words about social media and the horrendous live TV murder videos of the reporter and her camera operator this week in Virginia. Have you ever seen something you wished you didn't see? On both Facebook and Twitter, this graphic video played automatically, exposing unwilling and unprepared people. Here again, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, America's multi-billion dollar social media giants, were caught off guard. By the time they reacted, the video had spread like wildfire to hundreds, maybe even thousands of sites. Twitter will tell you that they had the video down 8 minutes after it was posted. By digital standards, that's an eternity. Why is it that companies the size of Google, Twitter, and Facebook can't seem to police their own content and protect their users? Automatically identifying something like a shooting video isn't easy to do. It takes real people when considering the value of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. They can certainly afford to hire enough people to do the job. And God knows, Americans could sure use the work. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Are you looking for a way to earn great money when you want? On your schedule? Here's an excellent opportunity I recommend that'll start putting money in your pocket ASAP. Driving with Uber. Uber's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. Well, I've taken Uber a bunch of times. I love them. And the drivers have some great stories to tell. They totally love being their own boss. I'm a huge fan of that. They're earning great money whenever they want, completely on their schedule. Driving with Uber levels the playing field for everyone. This type of opportunity is absolutely perfect for parents, teachers, students, for anyone who needs flexibility working around busy family schedules. And of course, they really love the extra cash they earn driving with Uber. You already have a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious, life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33, 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. No more student rental housing nicknamed Aggie Shacks can be built in College Station's last black neighborhood.
It's not just a neighborhood. We're just one great, big, loving family. and we want to keep it that way.
Reverend A.C. Clark, among 10 speakers who told the city council they wanted protection in the McCullough neighborhood south of the Lincoln Recreation Center.
We are an area where we take care of our families. We have three and four generation of families that live in our community. We have churches that's been there forever.
Councilman James Benham decided to support the request after hearing the neighborhood has third and fourth generation families, and some have lived there more than 70 years.
I can only imagine how incredible it is to live near your pastor and him actually know all your business. I was trying to wrap my head around that, because when you go in to tell him what you did, he already knows.
Benham told the residents they were sacrificing an average $100,000 per lot by not selling to developers. Then he told the crowd to get together next year and as one group go to the appraisal district to appeal the property valuations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has entered an agreement with Papa's Restaurants regarding the conversion of the former Scott and White Clinic on University into Papado's. The city will spend $127,000 towards relocating drainage away from the building. The city's economic development director says Papa's plans to begin demolition within the next 90 days. Papa's design process typically takes a year. That would leave about 18 months for construction to be completed by the city's deadline of the end of February in 2018. A Madisonville man accused of capital murder in the deaths of a Bryan woman and her father last year took his own life while being held in the Brazos County Jail. Sheriff Chris Kirk says autopsy results of Dennis Brown concluded he overdosed on a medication he was prescribed to take for a health condition but was secretly hoarding. Kirk says the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office determined Brown died of intentionally taking too much amitriptyline. Brown was awaiting trial on charges. He set a Bryan home on fire in April 2014, killing Noelle Devon and her father, Thomas Mack Devon. The developers of a high-speed bullet train between Houston and Dallas were recently notified by the Federal Railway Administration that it can be built along high-voltage power lines. While the Texas Central Railway conducts an environmental review as part of finalizing its alignment, there continues to be opposition. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, speaking at last week's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook luncheon, expects the privately funded TCR to ask for public money.
They're already looking for various federal programs that augment their financing. And there's not a high-speed rail in the world, other than one in Japan, that actually is financially self-sufficient.
Schwartner says the trains don't provide an economic benefit to affected landowners in 11 counties, of which five are in his district.
They sell this TCR to the people of Senate District 5 saying, well, economic development. We can't have it both ways. You can't have high-speed transportation between Dallas and Fort Worth, no stops, and economic development with a stop at every town along the way, Madisonville and Centerville and Bryan College Station.
Schwartner says if TCR gets it built and they run out of money, there are 40 House members from Houston and 40 more from the Dallas-Fort Worth area that will vote to keep the trains running. More than $11 million of highway projects in Brazos, Madison, and Milam counties funded by Proposition 1 money approved by voters last year are another step closer to starting. The Texas Transportation Commission approved contracts yesterday that includes almost $1 million of improvements to University Drive and College Station from Texas to Taro. $1.6 million will be spent on repaving Highway 21 from Highway 47 east to the railroad tracks. More than $3 million will be spent on widening 21 east of Midway. And more than $5.5 million will be spent north of Rockdale to rebuild FM 487 to the Bell County line. Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss has appointed Brazos County State Representative Kyle Cassell to a 9-member advisory council addressing rural issues. Cassell says this will help him communicate with his urban counterparts in the legislature.
I'm sure I'm going to find some policies and some grant opportunities that I didn't know were out there, and we'll see the net benefit not only for the rural communities, but how that will affect urban communities, especially ones that are such close neighbors. You look at, you know, in my opinion, Waller. I mean, you have rice farmers right there next to one of the largest cities in the country. You know, making sure those relationships and the representatives understand the importance of that agricultural product.
The council works with the State Department of Agriculture and the Office of Rural Affairs to develop policies that promote health care, infrastructure revitalization, and workforce development. Four stops are scheduled next week by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan throughout the 17th District. He will be in Grosbeck next Monday, in Cameron on Tuesday, and in Buffalo and Franklin next Thursday. Locations and times are on our website at WTAW.com. Texas A&M AgriLife officials in College Station have announced a former Milam County Extension agent is entering the National 4-H Hall of Fame. Chris Holcomb will be posthumously inducted in October during National 4-H Week. After 13 years as a 4-H member in Travis County, Holcomb spent 35 years as the Milam County agent for Family and Consumer Sciences, a post that is currently held by her daughter-in-law, Michael Holcomb. There's more information on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 73 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Krause's Paint and Body, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, Citizen State Bank, and Memorial Funeral Chapel.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
When it comes to getting the right part to fix your equipment, look no further than Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
8:42, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here we go.
It looks like an area of high pressure will dominate our weather right into the weekend. As the work week comes to a close today, we're partly to at times mostly sunny. It'll be a hot one with a high near 98. Skies are clear for the overnight with a low near 72. On Saturday, there'll be a mix of sun and clouds with a high around 96. We're clear to partly cloudy Saturday night, low 72. And during the day on Sunday, there'll be more sunshine with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoie for News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you are. So did you see or hear about Usain Bolt getting knocked down by the Segway?
No.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
Okay, he ends up, you know, running
right
on Thursday and winning in Beijing.
Right.
And that's the International Association of Athletic Field Track and World, whatever.
It's the World Track and Field Championships.
That's the one, yeah. Anyway, so he's waving to the fans after winning his fourth straight world title in the 200 meters. And a cameraman who is following behind him on a Segway is not paying attention, and he runs onto a rail, which causes the Segway to then tilt over and hits Usain Bolt, who gets rolled. I mean, he basically got rolled on his back. He jumped up, hurting a little bit, no serious injuries. He said, I may have to get my legs insured. It's pretty stunning video, and it really could have hurt him. Imagine if he'd have broken his ankle.
Yeah.
that would not have worked very well. So I'm sure they'll have some sort of new rules for that.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, that is. I just saw it. Yeah, that's scary.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
that's so, like Achilles tendon gone.
Could have been a bad situation. But anyway, did not happen. So two North Dakota State University students setting up a telescope behind their apartment on Monday night when they were blinded by bright lights and told to stop where they were. Obviously, they couldn't see because the lights were shining in their eyes, and they thought it was a prank from some other students. Well, not really. It would have been an officer on patrol spotted the two of them, thought the telescope was a rifle. Uh-huh. And he noticed that the students were wearing dark sweaters, so they thought that could have been like a tactical vest. So,
man.
Yeah, situation.
I thought you were going to say he busted them for, like, snooping on the neighbors
No, they weren't even set up yet. No, that's it. Well, in the time that we live, that's what you do.
Yeah, I know.
Technology has given a voice to renowned physicist Stephen Hawking, and it has been made free and available to the entire public. The software is called Assistive Context Aware Toolkit, or ACAT. NBC News says it was developed over 3 years by Intel Labs. Hawking, of course, as everybody knows, I think, suffers from ALS and has had it since he was 21. And he relies on a computer and the voice software to communicate. Apparently, this is one that's a little more sophisticated than the one that he started with, but it is out there and it is available free. So that's a pretty cool thing.
I watched The Theory of Everything last night.
Oh, did you?
Good movie.
Is it?
Good movie.
Well, again, that's pretty high-tone stuff, isn't it? I mean, higher-level thinking. All right, so the weekend is almost here. Oh, we need to take this down to the Candy 95 kids. Time to relax, throw a few back, tie one on, and feel the ramifications for days to come. If you ever wonder why you could party like a rock star in your 20s and not feel like Keith Richards like you do now after you've had a night on the town, it's actually toxins that accumulate in your body. A certified nutritionist named Dana James claims that toxins that accumulate over time will cause your hangover to be more intense. What if you drink bad booze, too? That'll do it. Eric Braverman points out that dehydrogenase, never heard of that. It's an enzyme that is used to break down alcohol, goes to its highest level in the evening, but it's lower at lunchtime, so you'll really feel that Chardonnay or whatever at lunch the next day, worse than anything else.
Oh.
Do you feel worse after beer or champagne? Brewer's yeast sensitivity could be to blame there, while a headache, thanks to scotch, whiskey, or vodka, could be the work of a gluten issue. Your best bet would be French wine. It has the most additives that impair the liver's ability to clean out your system.
It depends on what kind of beer, though.
Well, that may be
because true. I'm not going to mention a brand, but brand A doesn't do anything to me. Brand B gives me a screaming headache.
Really?
After like two of them.
And so what is it that causes that?
I'm told one is produced with rice and the other is produced with wheat. And the one with wheat gets to me.
Really?
Yep. I don't know that to be true. That may be, Snopes-worthy, but that's what I've been told.
Rice beer? I didn't even know this.
I don't want to mention names, but...
Okay. Well, then why not? There's no problem.
The Budweiser products, from what I understand, there is rice used in the making of the beer.
Okay.
In the same process in Miller beers, it's wheat.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
I understand.
So don't call and be mad or anything.
Right.
But I've been told that the difference between those two things react differently in people's bodies.
Different elements in the brewing process.
Some people in Bud get a headache from the same thing that I actually like.
All right. Well, again, then you go find something else.
I will have to experiment some more this weekend.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do,
It's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Are you one of those people who has trouble falling asleep at night? Try this. No matter how hard you try, tossing and turning, this scientifically supported method might be the simplest. Body temperature plays a big part in falling asleep. Having a high body temperature can make you feel more alert. When it's bedtime, your body tries to cool down before you go to sleep. One trick is sticking a foot out of the covers. It helps your body release heat. Bottoms of your feet are hairless. Obviously, that means that there's some special vascular structures there that help regulate heat loss. But just take a foot and stick it out from under the covers.
I do that sometimes.
I do that almost all the time. Really, I do. Almost all the time. It's very, that goes back from just being a little kid. I think I used to do it back then. So it appears to work. Let's see. Oh, this morning we missed this. They changed the parking place for the Russian spaceship up in space. They did that at 2 o'clock this morning.
They moved it?
They got a new permit, I guess.
Are they between the lines?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. NASA astronaut Scott Kelly and cosmonaut Mikhail Brown boarded the Russian Soyuz spacecraft, flew it around the space station to dock it on the other port of the orbiting outpost, preparing for the arrival of the Soyuz next week. So they'll be like double parked. There'll be one on each side. That'll be pretty cool.
That is cool.
Had no idea that they could do that. Oh, we didn't do this beer thing. We've been trying to do this for 2 days. The strongest beer in the world, right? If you want a really strong beer, I mean a really, 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 really strong beer, then Brewmeister Snake Venom. It's alcohol by volume, your ABV, 67.5. This beer has a warning label, and you're not to exceed more than 35 milliliters in one sitting.
Whew.
That is less than a quarter of a cup.
67?
Yeah. 67.5.
That's stronger than like moonshine.
How could it have any flavor?
Yeah, I bet it tastes just awful.
Yeah, why would you do that? And I wonder how much it costs you.
Mm.
All right, so we've always heard raising a child can be expensive, right? We know that's true. If you thought that raising a child who loves sports was expensive, just be glad they're not into ballet.
Mm.
The data website 538. Crunched some numbers and estimates that to raise a ballerina would cost you $100,000. Websites based on the number on a student who begins dancing at the age 3, if she dances all the way through high school and is accepted into a professional company even immediately after graduating, which is pretty tough to do, you have to undergo 15 years of ballet education. That's a core 15 years of training. Median cost of $53,000. When then you got your summer programs, you've got your clothes, your shoes, and all that kind of stuff. $100,000, and it wrecks your feet too, right? I mean,
done. It kind of wrecks you like an athlete, just in general.
Right. Well, yeah.
Everything.
Well, again, yes. What they have to do is pretty danged amazing. So, girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yes.
Okay. You read the book or see the movie?
Both.
Okay, well, then you may care about this. Of course, here's the deal. How many books did he do? Like three or four?
Three, I believe. Okay, yeah.
And the problem is he's dead, okay? Stieg Larsson is very much dead.
Oh, okay.
But if you liked the books,
right,
wouldn't you like to have another?
Sure.
Well, there is one.
Oh.
There is a new book out. The book is called The Girl in the Spider's Web, and it's written by a guy named David Lagercrantz. He's a Swedish journalist. People magazine says Lagercrantz does an excellent job of mimicking Larsson's prose while keeping true to the spirit of his creations.
Oh.
So it may be worth actually reading it.
But is it? It's not like part of the.
Oh, I don't know. No, it's not
necessarily
like
a sequel
or anything.
No, yeah,
not
okay.
Part of.
Or not a sequel. You know, another
what,
one.
Would you call it? A quadrilogy? I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, yeah.
The fourth book.
Oh, okay, but it's just the same like style and idea. Oh,
quadrilogy. The post says fitfully interesting, but more often the story is disjointed and annoying. They didn't care for it so much.
Oh.
All right, so I heard an interview yesterday or the day before with Rhonda Rousey. Is that her name?
Yes.
Yes.
She's really an interesting person.
Yes.
She really, really is.
Yes.
And apparently there's a show called 2 Point Lead. I've never heard of that. But the host of that, Yanis Pappas, talking about how Rhonda is actually more powerful than Hillary Clinton.
Oh, like. Okay. Public figure-wise?
Here's the deal. Okay. What happens is Yanis Pappas had this guy named Chris Jericho on. If you know him, he's a WWE wrestler.
And
right?
a singer, yeah. He's got a band.
He says, Rhonda, I think everybody in the country knows who she is and appreciates what she does. She kicks butt. She's a pretty girl. She's a good actress, he said in the interview. Everything that the women's movement or empowerment of women is all about, she is the poster girl for, and everybody likes her. So, he says, Hillary Clinton, 30% of the country's voting, 15% like her, 15% hate her, and the country, 98% of the people know who Rhonda is, and the most of everybody likes her. So she, in fact, by that logic, is more powerful than Hillary Clinton.
Cool.
One of the things she said was interesting, because the lady was asking her, what was the first match you saw, what drove you to this, and she said, what I like about it is this is natural. Learning to shoot a ball into a basket is not natural. Learning how to hit a baseball is not natural. To fight and defend yourself is natural.
Wanting to beat the crap out of someone else is totally natural.
How to make $1 million in 36 seconds.
Yeah, I understand what she's saying.
Yeah, exactly. Taking it to an extreme. But,
right, right.
But, that is... I found her to be very, obviously very intelligent. She really puts her words together well. And again, she's a nice-looking lady and apparently a real viper in the ring.
An Olympic bronze medalist.
Oh, is that right?
In judo.
Wow. Yeah,
she is not...
That was the other thing she talked about. She said that she was more likely to injure herself in judo. She said if she'd continued doing judo instead of moving into, what is it that she does, mixed martial arts
or combat sports.
She said because there's no striking... And she said that was wearing my body down faster than what I'm doing now.
Oh, without question, because a lot more damage is done to the joints.
Yeah. I found that interesting. All right, so wash your ears out with this. Latest addition to Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
I saw that.
Grumpy Cat.
Oh.
Yeah, really.
That owner is making so much money.
And that's the thing. Exactly. You talk about monetizing. Newest exhibit in the San Francisco, it's obviously the first ever. So, what? It's covered in fur. Is it really covered in fur? Is it covered in wax that looks like fur?
That was my first thought, and I don't know.
How do you do that? Yeah. 3 minutes till. Political correctness has hit a new, high or low, I'm not sure which. At an unnamed school, a little girl's Wonder Woman lunchbox was banned.
Why?
Well, I knew you'd ask because it has apparently violent images on the lunchbox. Apparently, the superhero solves problems using violent means, you see, and we can't have that. Violent means cannot be brought to school.
But everyone loves Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing. So just letting you know.
That's man.
Wowzers.
All right. If you need more evidence that we're cartwheeling into the ocean, the folks over at TBS have picked up 2 more seasons. That will be the 12th and 13th of American Dad. Have you ever seen this show?
I don't think so, no.
This may be the most politically incorrect show. Well, yeah.